Rishon, it's very important. The labor, the exertion that we do in building is far more important than the results. The result will come from above. A child who begins to build something out of bricks and it doesn't work out, he doesn't succeed, and he cries and he can't, but he tries again. His effort, this is what gives him the understanding, the feeling, and the development. In spirituality, it's even more so, because there he only develops the will to receive that he has. But it becomes more developed while we are acquiring something we don't have. So here is the main labor. And what we understand or don't understand doesn't matter, because the understanding will come to the extent that we receive from above through our labor, the reforming light, which will build for us several discernments and the desires to bestow. And as a result, we'll begin to acquire the spiritual understanding. This is how it works. So, that is entirely a kli of faith.
And if I may, up until this year, we used to build the physical sukkah, and also we dealt with the internality. Now we don't have the physical sukkah.
Each one can build for himself, wherever he is. It's not forbidden. Today we can't be together, work together, because of the pandemic, and therefore this year we're not building anything together. You know, if you're in Israel, you know, and if not, you should know that in Israel it is a terrible blow of the coronavirus. I think it's the worst in the world, and we talked about it 6 months ago, that we would come to a state that we would be the worst in that, the most afflicted. And that's what happened. And let's hope that it passes on into our understanding, and we will feel and understand. The whole people and the whole world will feel why we have been hit by the coronavirus the worst. Because the coronavirus has come in the end in order to connect all of us together in Israel. The physical and the spiritual, we say are the spiritual Israel, our world group, but the physical Israel too, are all to blame for not having reached Avut yet, because the main connection, connection and Avut are the main thing we have to achieve, or at least advance toward it. If we begin to advance toward it, we will receive that we are receiving each day like a medicine against the coronavirus, and this plight will vanish from us and from the whole world. And moreover, if we are worried about that, not so that we push the virus away from ourselves, but because we want the whole world to be cured from it, we'll get the medicine and we'll become healthy. If we think of others, then of course we'll be able to do a huge act of connection among ourselves and drawing reforming light on it. In short, from above, we are given the possibility to do it. Can we understand it? And will we be able to explain it to others and somehow realize it? The ball is in our court. Yes.
So the right relation for engaging only in internality is joy, right? We shouldn't be sorry about not having a physical sukkah.
We can regret the big sukkah we had been taken away from us, where we could fit, where we could seat more than 1,000 people. It's really a shame. I walk out on the roof, it's about right above me, on that place where there was a sukkah, and I'm really sorry that the place is empty. All I have there is a tiny structure my own little sukkah. And it's totally not the same feeling that we had before. But I guess I deserve it. It's my fault that I didn't do my part in the world. We will try it together, friends. Everything is opening.
Good morning. My friend is asking, while you describe how to build Sukkot, you mentioned about measurements and some brushwood. What are they represent?
They represent parts of the soul that we have to arrange all the desires and qualities and the connections between them the way they should be arranged. These are very interesting things. If you want to get into it, but that will come later. We actually learn it by it being revealed to us spiritually. But those who... I don't think it's so simple, but or realistic. But those who want to can find this book. It's called Masechet Sukkah. It's in the Babylonian Talmud. There are all kinds of books, popular books about it. You can go into the internet and look it up. I'm sure there are all kinds of things there, although there is no connection there, or no connection at all to spirituality. But it's written what you have to do and how. It's all without any connection to the structure of the soul, because they don't know the soul. But we will learn whatever we can about that too. We will know about these things. Don't worry. In the end, you will see how all of nature, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, all the galaxies, everything there is connected and enters the soul of the one soul of Adam Rishon. Enter that.
Acabo de escuchar que cuando entendemos, no importa. Lo importante es el esfuerzo. ¿Qué significa el esfuerzo a nivel espiritual? ¿Cómo yo avanzo en el esfuerzo espiritual?
Have we heard that it's less important to understand than to feel or to make an effort? What does it mean to make an effort in spirituality?
Making an effort in spirituality means that I want to connect to others, and I feel how much there's not much desire for it, but it's written that I have to be close to them, so I make efforts to be close to them above my desire, which is actually to remove them, push them away. That's considered an effort. That's it. That's the way it is with respect to all of humanity. I don't care about humanity, how much they suffer, how far they are. I don't feel like thinking about them at all. But I will make the effort, and I take into account their states, their suffering, and I do want to activate myself to be in a state where I want to bring them to good life. That's called to overcome against the desire, against my desire. And out of these overcomings, we draw the light that reforms, and bit by bit we change. Okay? Well,
no, PT 27,
we didn't hear them.
Mi zasham.
Avata, tearta eta
You described your pain when you saw, when you went up on the roof and you saw that the sukkah won't be built. The friends in the world 10 feel it, this pain. What is the addition that we have to do in the coming sukkah, in the work in the tens, the inner work that will cover a state of not sitting together in a sukkah as 110?
We're going to have to depict or imagine to ourselves how we are in thousands of different desires, different intentions, but together, all of us, under one idea, one direction, aimed at one goal, one creator, wanting that this upper force will instill His divinity upon us, and then we will all feel that we are under this one force, it's covering us, and that's basically the sukkah, the schach, the thatch. When the Creator covers us from above by the light of Chassidim, and then we can all connect this way and feel that we are together, and basically we'll later feel that we are in Him, inside the Creator, that He's basically the world itself. It's our sukkah, it's our place where we are, and that's the Creator. That's why it gives birth to us, grows us, connects us, and everything is in Him. We are in Him. These things we want to discover. I'll read it again also. The thatch, the schach, is the shadow of faith, and that's called faith above reason, meaning bestowal above the force of perception. How is that possible? I'm only made of forces of reception. I cannot be above reception. My body, my structure, nothing will let me do an action without a rationale. And here I am required to do actions which are faith above reason, bestowal above the rationale, the logic of my will to receive, which is opposite of reason. Reason brings him to the waste of barn and winery. Meaning, when I go for, in my life, I take what's good for me, and I throw away what's not good for me. That's everything, from the most subtle thoughts until the most raw actions. That is, from the perspective of reason, the way the corporeal eyes see, there is room for waste of barn and winery. There are more important things, there are less important things, some things I don't want to deal with at all, and doesn't bring any profit to my will to receive. This in itself makes a shadow from the waste. Meaning I collect specifically these things that go against my nature, and I pay attention to them. I want to collect them, to connect them together, and make of them a special structure. When I have a house where I live, and all my assets are there, my family and all, and by its side I build this sukkah, this small hut, I build it from things that there is no logic there. It's not, there's no rationale there. It's above reason. And this in itself makes a shadow, and he sits under it. Meaning I diminish myself to be even less than all these actions of bestowal, of love of others, of coming out of above reason. That is, he makes for himself a seat out of all those lowest and worst things. And through the waste observes the mitzvah, the commandment of Sukkah. And through the waste observes the mitzvah of Sukkah. Meaning the Creator tells a person, if you want to reach the correction of the soul, you must build these things yourself from the waste of your life. Meaning everything you disrespect, everything you don't want, what seems unimportant to you. All these things that go against your will to receive, against your ego, collect them specifically and build another house by them. That's called a sukkah, compared to the building, your apartment, and everything you have. Most importantly, he derives joy from this mitzvah, meaning to the extent that I build this sukkah, this temporary building, where I have nothing, basically, and I collect into it every time a bit more, some more wood, some more branches I've collected in all kinds of places. Things that are wastes. Usually, people throw them away. So from such things that a person has no regard to, from that he builds the kli of faith. Because faith above reason is called joy of mitzvah. Meaning what makes me happy? Being able to rise above my ego, my ordinary state where I'm always running around to serve my ego. Here I'm doing the opposite. Then I come to a state that I suddenly feel that I'm free. Free from the ego, and I sit specifically in the shadow of the sukkah, the shade of the force of bestowal. And through this force of bestowal, I feel the force of bestowal, I start feeling a whole world. Spiritual one. It follows that all the quandaries and questions that exist in reality are corrected in the sukkah. For without them, it is impossible to make a thatch. Specifically by these questions, problems, resistance, he collects them, and even though they go against his rationale, the corporeal ideas, he specifically wishes to act differently in faith above reason. There he starts discovering the upper world, the spiritual world. I've seen the world and it is the opposite. That's how it's written. We shouldn't disregard corporeality, but rather what we do need is to give importance to spirituality. Don't disregard corporeality. Keep on working and building and do your whole life and for your relatives and everything. The only problem is you should also give importance to spirituality. That's all. Then you'll see how much your awakening, the light that reforms, and it bit by bit, it's sharing, it's associating the upper world along with this world, and you'll see how these two worlds can coincide to one reality inside yourself. Jerusalem.
Where do I find these actions that are like a waste for me? Because I don't feel that things are a waste.
If you're in the final correction already, I guess this is the way it is. But if you're not there yet, well, then scrutinize and see that you still have waste. Waste means what you don't want to observe with respect to connection with your friends, with the Creator. When you don't feel these things as that they're important.
And if I can't detect them?
Well, then you're not investing enough forces in order to identify them, to detect them. Try to connect to your friends more and more to invest in the correction of the world, and you'll see how much you don't want it. Suddenly you have more important things to do, so you'll wait, reject them and wait with them. And these things are called waste. So start putting them above your head as the most important things, and from them you can build the sukkah. From them you can build the spiritually, your soul. That's how you build it this way. When you start discovering that the correction of the world is more important than all, everything else you're doing.
The question is, I'll take me for example. I have to go to work for many hours during the day. But while I'm at work, I know the world is suffering and it's my fault. So how do I deal with that?
Well, if you're working, you can do nothing about it. You have to sustain yourself, so you work. But Rabash writes about it. When in your free time, that's the main thing. When you can recruit yourself to aim yourself to the correction of the world through your ten.
It doesn't feel enough now. You have to go to work sometimes 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day, and you have 2 hours for dissemination. It's driving me crazy.
I can't tell you. That's the way it is. As much free time you can dedicate for the correction of the world, to dissemination, to be in contact with your friends, try to be the most beneficial in the...
Вот когда я в течение дня смотрю на товарищей, ну на нашу работу,
throughout the day at our friends on our work, I see that I constantly disrespect, I slight it, and I have to constantly overcome it to build importance. And I can't understand, where is the source of joy here?
You're playing a game with the Creator, like a game of chess. You're playing with Him. He's against you. Seemingly, He's against you. It's in order to teach you how to make moves in spirituality, how to enter the spiritual world. So why isn't this making you happy? The whole study is out of making efforts and wanting, not understanding, and being glad about this process. The main thing is the goal, where I'm headed to. The fact that you have no joy is considered that you're going into it in an egoistic way. Where's my reward? If you are in bestowal, you should enjoy the fact that you are in this process. When a mother gives everything to her baby, she enjoys the moment of taking care of him. She's not waiting for him to grow up. She's enjoying it now because her bestowal to him, to the baby, brings her pleasure. And you don't want to get the pleasure of being on the path. This is considered that your bestowal is not yet pure because you're asking for reward. But it will pass. It will pass. You will succeed.
Good morning, Rav. During the day, I go to work. At work, I feel like a beast. I connect once a day to the 10. We hardly have meetings. And you're saying, we have to prefer spirituality to corporeal reality. It turns out that I'm preferring corporeal reality to spirituality. I come home in the evening, I get ready for the lesson, but in the lesson, I have no appeal to ask for the group, to think about the group. What should I correct?
What you should do is talk to your group in the evening and to prepare your whole 10 to the next day's morning lesson. And this is the way you go to sleep. When you're talking to them and preparing your whole 10 to the morning lesson, and you're all ready to go into the lesson together tomorrow. Try it, and you'll see how much your approach to life is different. You have a different understanding and a different feeling. Spirituality is a feeling. It's not about the intellect. It's a feeling. And out of this feeling, you'll start understanding what's going on. This is the meaning of the verse, from your deeds we shall know you. For you, the main thing is to connect your friends so that in the morning lesson, you're somehow you connect and you'll feel a different result of the lesson. And even at night when you're sleeping, you're going to feel that you're in the preparation for the lesson. In your sleep, from above, you'll get these discernments if you make the preparation on your behalf. Try it. And then tell us about it.
Раф, Америка всегда была самая благополучная страна. А сейчас это пороховая бочка.
The U.S. was always the most prosperous state, but now it's a barrel of explosives. The country is being shaken up. There has never been, at least for a decade, we haven't had that shattering. There is an election coming up, and it's going to light up this barrel of explosives. How it explodes depends on us. We really feel like we are in a very special period in this month, some special kind of connection in the American Klee. With relation to the world Klee, everyone is super busy. So maybe during this month, we should disseminate a little less and make more efforts to connect among us, especially connect among the tens. Help us focus our efforts during this month.
I'm explaining to you what you should do. It's the same method as it is in America. It's the same in Israel and the whole world. Try to connect between yourselves. You are hundreds of people, nonetheless. I think maybe even thousands that can awaken, feeling that America is really standing before a very big crisis. And wherever there was success and there was a rise to a corporeal height, there you'll find a fall later. That's true, especially about the tear of the American nation. They're not a real nation. They don't have this common background like the Russians do, like the French people do, and others. It's true Babylon, modern Babylon. That's why if you want to connect this modern Babylon into a society that has order, you need an upper force. You need a spiritual idea. When above our ego, we may connect, and then we'll be able to reach something. So what upper light do you need to come and connect you together and give you a bit of feeling, understanding, some closeness to each other? You have to induce that. But if you, Bnei Baruch in America, understand the situation, feel the situation, maybe connected between yourselves, well, then you can have as much meetings, workshops, actions between yourself in association, talk about it, want it, and be connected between yourselves. If you, men and women, residents in America can find a common place for yourselves, well, then you can draw the light. There are reforms that will affect the whole American society. If you can't, it will be bad for America, it will be bad for the whole world. Meaning we'll come closer through the torments instead of through the Torah, through the light. So try to start connecting all of the American Bnei Baruch together in order to really have a better situation. Otherwise, you understand, I don't need to tell you about it. I said it a few years ago that the worst state will occur where the biggest ego lies. And by that, Americans may either fall real strongly or, on the contrary, to rise real high. So it's torments instead of through the Torah, through the light. So try to start connecting all of the American Bnei Baruch together in order to really have a better situation. Otherwise, you understand, I don't need to tell you about it. I said it a few years ago that the worst state will occur where the biggest ego lies. And by that, Americans may either fall real strongly or, on the contrary, to rise real high. So it all depends on you. So start organizing yourselves. You've been learning for more than 10 years with me. So come on. Finally, maybe this is what's going to shake our friends, our American friends. Go ahead. We'll only be glad if you'll start performing actions of connections between you. It's a real big problem, yes? Think about it. But each one, if he says, I'm working 10 hours, so I can't, etc., etc., well, there is nothing to do about it. I can't. With all the explanations I gave you, now it's standing before this danger in the American society. You have to start waking up. You have to start waking up. It's not going to be good, that's for sure, because you're going to have riots, you're going to have demonstrations, and so many people are not satisfied, not from this side nor from the other side. And the number of arms they have and the nerves they're in, it's going to be terrible. And so many people want this dispute. They want to have a war within the country. That's why you have to be careful. Be cautious. I'm really skeptical about it going on in a nice and easy way. I don't know. I think only one action, the way we learn this, is to cause a connection among Bnei Baruch. And when Bnei Baruch is connected, you work on a connection in a real intense way and disseminating to the entire American clique. Doesn't matter how successful you are. It's an ocean. It's a drop in the ocean. But the fact that you're doing it, by that an upper force will make the difference, will bestow. A drop of light is enough if it enters the dark kli, and it will make a change. So come on.
That exist in reality are corrected in the sukkah.
The work on building the sukkah from your 10, that is the work that we need to do. And it doesn't matter if you have questions or you don't have questions. Yes, no. Join in. Try to connect all your friends to be in mutual bestowal. that you're engaging in connection and bestow, forces of bestow, that's you dealing with the waste, because nobody wants to bestow. And then when you use that waste, you want to build a connection between you. That is called that you're building the sukkah. And this connection is what you want to raise above your head. That this connection is the most important. Most important than all corporeality. That means that you're building a sukkah. That's it. Do these things, and you see as much as you suddenly feel yourself in faith above reason. That this force of bestowal, the schach, above reason, above the force of reception, it sounds good. It's above your head. And you'll advance, and you'll feel the spiritual world.
You know, in our reality, we build structures on steel.
Good morning, Rav.
And touch is something which cannot be used. My question is, what does it mean to build a sukkah of touch in spirituality?
You, as a building engineer, are asking very nice, so I'll explain to you. You specifically take things that aren't important for a person, usually, which is bestowal, all kinds of actions in relation to the others, to the world, in relation to ecology, for the animals, all these things. You take all these things that are between man and his friend, that usually nobody thinks about them. You see how the world, it's written somewhere in laws that we need to be nice to each other, and every country is concerned about being nice and good and helping other countries, but you know how it is. It's written and nobody pays attention to it. But it's written. So we take these things specifically that are clear to us that they are waste, that we don't want to deal with them, and we raise them in importance above everything else. That's called that we build the sukkah, or that we build the soul, neshama, just as we just read in this excerpt, that the sukkah is the structure of the soul. We build it from the intentions to bestow, from the intention to help each other between the friends. In this way, when we engage in that, we build the neshama, our soul. Neshama isn't one person, it's 10 that are connected together. A potsuf? Okay.
I wanted to ask, you know, in the sukkah, usually it brings so much joy when there is more people. You know, when there is more people, there is more joy in the sukkah. So how important it is for us to have the world in the intention while building the sukkah?
That's our soul. If we won't build it, we have no part in the upper world. We have no connection with the Creator. Through this structure, if we are 10 in the structure of the sukkah, meaning that we have wrapped ourselves in the mutual force of bestowal and we are in it, so there is where we receive the Creator that comes and reveals Himself in that vessel, in the sukkah. That's called the Ushpizin. We'll learn about it. Well, from the weekend when we start Sukkot. Now we're still before. We'll start Sukkot. We'll scrutinize every day how we discover, how we reveal the Creator in the Sukkah, which is every day.
from rain and torrent.
Meaning in order to not fall from spirituality, in the bit we attained maybe, so we constantly need to strengthen and strengthen the thatch, the masach, the desire to be in faith above reason. And that is through the connection between us. That if I connect with the friends, if I disappear in the friends in such a way, I uplift above myself. They help me above, uplift above myself when I enter their thoughts and their desires. And then I disconnect from my I, from myself. And in this way, I start rising more and more in faith above reason. The force of faith, the vessel of faith that's in the friends. And if I am in myself, so I'm in reason, in my ego. That's why in such a way that we are included from one another and we build above us some kind of special force that we all want, each one who connects to the others and wants to get his livelihood from being included in the others. So each one from this livelihood he attains from everybody, from those 10 forms of livelihood we gather together, from that we build the sukkah, and it covers us. Is that clear? Try to maybe speak about it. How we build the sukkah from the connection between us and the 10, that each one that is included in his friends, by this he receives the force of faith above reason, above his own reason. And then we can connect these forces above each and every one's reason, and from that we build the sukkah, the schach. That covers us together. Please. Workshop. Rav, so what's happening here, if we summarize, each one should go and connect with his 10, in his 10, in order to integrate in them. And obviously these desires are completely important in him. He doesn't want to do it on behalf of nature, but he does do it in efforts. That's called that he uses the waste, that he doesn't want it, but he still does it forcefully. And in this way, when he connects to the friends, this connection between him and the friends, it's called that he's building the sukkah of peace, sukkah shalom. And from all these efforts that each one tries to do in the 10, in the end, they build the sukkah, they build the schach, the thatch. They build a mutual masach that through it, they can already be connected to the Creator. And then the schach they build, because it's built upon the resistance to the will to receive of each and every one and connecting to the group, by this, the schach has the general force of bestowal of the group, and then with it, they can connect to the Creator. And then through this schach, they start receiving, except for the shade, which is the light of chassadim, also a bit of the upper light, the light of chokhmah. And then from this, in this action, they can already start working as a spiritual patsuf, connecting to the Creator, building the connection with them, zivug daka, receiving in order to bestow. That is the process.
When the masach, the thatch, is from the
most important things that we raise them as important by the ten above our heads. What are the four walls of the sukkah?
The four walls of the sukkah, we talked about it. It's exactly Chochmah, Binah, and Zer Anpin, the three walls. Malchut is the last one, and above them is the Keter. Those are the walls of the sukkah, the walls of the Kli. In order for there to be a Kli, we learned about it in the first part of Tess, or maybe in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, that a Kli cannot be unless the Keter is connected to Malchut through Chochmah, Binah, and Zer Anpin. So that is what sustains the Kli. The Kli is called the connection between the Creator and the created being. That's why it's brought to us in that depiction of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah.
What is the walls and the connection between us? I didn't understand. And Keter, Chochmah, Binah and the connection between us, what does that mean?
It's qualities that with them we are able to connect, try and connect. And you see how you build it from your will to receive and your qualities, and that when you relate to the others, you'll discover that you're connected to them in all kinds of ways, called Keter Chochmah Binah Zer Anpin Malchut. Also on your behalf, also on their behalf, and also all of us together.
So the walls too are built from waste, basically?
Also the walls are built from waste. The whole sukkah, the whole spiritual world is built from waste. It's all built from the vessel to bestow, the desire to bestow.
And this discernment between the thatch and the walls is, where do I find it in the tent? What is it in the connection between us?
If you start working, I'll be able to explain Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. Здравствуйте. Если я нахожусь в такое состояние, когда нет ничего захватиться, нет.
Hello. If I'm in a state where
сделать это,
I have no way to nothing to hold on to, no, not a branch, material, matter, anything.
What do you have a ten?
Yes.
Did you try to connect with them?
Да, да.
Yes.
You have a connection? We are building a connection with the ten, with the force of bestowal. And when I discover that I want to connect with them while I don't want to connect, that's how I discover waste. I don't want to connect. The waste is called what my will to receive does not want. Then I take all these qualities, all these discernments that my will to receive does not want, and specifically from them, I put together a connection with my friends above my will to receive, in my tendency to bestow to them. And then, in this way, all of us together build the sukkah.
Kiev, а как поднимаю? Как поднимаю?
How do you raise it? How do you raise it above your head?
You raise the waste. That's called that. You give importance to this waste more than all your egoistic desires. That's how it is.
Да, дорогой Раф. Вот я строю вот этот вот. Да-да, я строю вот эту крышу, этот схах, над своим эгоистическим желанием.
Yes, dear Rav, I build this thatch.
Либо над нашим общим желанием.
And above the desire, the egoistic desire, I build a connection with the friends, or we build together bestowing to the Creator.
That is the same thing. Together we're all egoists in the sukkah. but from your egoistic will to receive, you're building a resistance to your ego, raising all the desires to bestow that you found as waste as a resistance. That's called that you build a masach and ol chozer, and through that you connect to the Creator. And then it turns out that what you have built is a partsuf. That this is how it exists with the connection with the Creator. Yep.
Vlad.
А что значит, что мы строим отраженный свет Творцу?
Что вы хотите влиять на него?
What does it mean that we build reflected light to the Creator?
Une question d'un ami qui n'a pas de microphone adapté. Je suis parmi les amis, leurs mots, leur rave et ses réponses. Comment cela est-il utile pour construire le massar?
Question from a friend whose mic isn't working. I'm getting inspiration from the friends, what they're saying, what Rav is saying, and what you're answering. How can I use this inspiration, or how is it connected to building the masach?
Ani bone masach.
I build the masach from connection between us, where I resist my ego, and despite my ego, in opposition to my ego, I want to connect with the friends. And specifically, when I try, nevertheless, and I can't, and I ask the Creator, and the Creator takes part. And this is how I connect to the friends. Then it turns out that between us is the force of the Creator, between me and the friends. And this is how I come to the connection between us. That's the true spiritual clique. From these connections in the ten, we build the spiritual
clean.
Then with it, we can approach and access all of the spiritual space, meaning attain the Creator. Because spirituality is the upper force, the force of bestowal. When we come to this kli above our ego, being in bestowal, then we can further and further connect in the force of bestowal that fulfills all of reality, called the upper light, the Creator.
Focus group. Focus group.
Rav Shalom, שאלה מהאינטרנט. האם סוכה זה משהו שנבנה גם בכל אחד באופן?
Hello, Rav. A question from the internet. Is sukkah something that is built in everyone personally and collectively? If I don't connect to the group, I cannot build a sukkah.
Sukkah זה כלי המשותף.
Sukkah is the common vessel between me and others, by the Creator that gives me the ability to make the thatch, the shade, and shines on me through this shade, this roof, and I alone cannot do it. Towards whom? Towards what? How will I do it? I need to have someone to do it towards. The sukkah is a structure that I build on top of the resistance to my will to receive. And if I don't have anyone to make this... belongs to the sukkah of peace.
I'm asking because the Congress of Sukkot, its title is that we want to build a sukkah between us that'll cover the world.
Yes.
So the world is supposed to feel something, they're supposed to have like an interaction between them, or does it work from above?
But from our efforts, there will certainly be a change in the world. The world will definitely be changed. will it know where it's coming from and what it is? I don't think so. Not yet. But through our unity, we can cause great shock to the world towards connection with everyone and with the Creator. That we can do. We have to do it. Also, from each and every lesson, what we are talking about is the general connection, the general correction, the sukkah of peace over everyone, the general masach for all humanity. And we see today how much humanity needs it.
So if I I'm like a child, what's the minimum thing I have to bring to the sukkah that will help me come in, that I can be under the masach?
To integrate with the friends and be with them as one man in one heart, in mutual bestowal, and that you will establish such a force, unique force between you, that you can also influence other tens. Integrate with them under a single masach, more and more tens that will connect, and ultimately they'll be one ten sefirot. But it consists of such secondary potsufim that
Nathan is asking, what's the difference between the basic structure of a Parzuf, Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ochozer, compared to Sukkot? Compared to the structure of the Sukkah that we're speaking about.
Sukkah is a complete structure of the spiritual Parzuf, which has built itself. 10 people built that spiritual potsuf, and they hold on to it in order to bestow in mutuality, and out of that to bestow to the Creator. Period. It's just a potsuf. That's it. And in the meantime, it's in bestowing in order to bestow. They're still under the thatch, and they receive a bit of illumination from above through the thatch. So there's no great light influencing them yet, but just a bit of how much they can receive in order to bestow from the upper light. It's a potsuf that begins its correction this way. When people begin to connect in mutual arvut, mutual guarantee, they come to this structure called sukkah. Don't think it's a sukkah in the sense that we need to build it with our hands, or we need to build it within, from our hearts, from our desires, connecting together in mutual bestowal, and from us to the Creator. That's all. There's no more than that here. We're just given examples from this world so that we can further explain these things. Because in spirituality, we don't yet have any discernments.
But what's the difference between Sukkot and a regular day?
Yeah.
Same work,
no difference. Except in our life, there is a specific time when we mention it, talk about it, but it's the same work. Every day, all the time, all year, until the final correction. Just building a greater sukkah each time, stronger, bringing in more and more people of the world into it, until we all sit under it and eat the whale. The whale means the great will to receive created by the Creator, when we can use it in order to bestow. Eat it, and by that, bring content.